Welcome to The Copacetic Life, a podcast created specifically for women of color who find the strength to balance marriage, relationships, motherhood, and self-care. This audio series was created from a millennial perspective, but has something for all women working to become a better version of herself and create a life that is truly copacetic. Turn up the volume and let's get into our topic for today. I'm your host, Jamelia Weathersby, and this is the Copacetic Life Podcast. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to a new season of the Copacetic Life Podcast. I guess I gotta say new season because I really took a big break this time. And the last episode was in June, which is a hot minute. So I am going to say this is a new season. This is season two of the Copacetic Life Podcast. The last episode I created was titled Declutter Your Space, and it actually did really well. It was the second most listened to episode in season one, right behind the first episode, which I kind of, you know, did some extra marketing behind that one. But I was really, you know, happy to see that the last one got so much playtime because it was one that really resonated with my spirit. Like I really needed to get that out because I felt like that small step, that small change in my environment really opened up, you know, my mental space in order to see clearly of my goals and objectives. And it's hard to see clearly. It's hard to think clearly. It's hard to, you know, feel positive or be positive when your space is so cluttered and is chaotic and is out of order. So that was a good note. I actually, for the, you know, biggest part for me coming back to school was maintaining that space. So sometimes when students are working on their own, I go around with the Clorox wipes. I start wiping down the dust and, you know, reorganizing things and making sure my desk is clean and orderly. And it really makes a difference when I walk into my classroom each and every day with a fresh start, like a fresh, orderly desk with things prepared to go for the day. So I needed that reminder. I needed to see that title again because I'm looking around my place now and it's like, man, I'm back cluttering things up. And it's not me. You know, I'm going to blame my little baby right now. It's really him because he is a busybody. And my husband and I, we constantly, you know, have to run after him and keep our eyes on him because he's so busy and he's always into things. And we're trying to move things out of the way and put things in certain places so he can have more access. So now it's not really it's not really like that magazine magazine cover or spread of a nice clean living room. Is more of like blocks and cars and stuff strolled. And so, you know, that's something that we are constantly working on. I am trying to find more ways to organize and find more things to organize with, which is probably the biggest part, is to have things, little boxes and, you know, storage places to put things so that they're easily accessible for him, but also something that we can easily just, you know, put back in a certain area and not have to stumble over when we're trying to go to the restroom or something like that. So that is on my to-do list, my mental to-do list. And it sounds like another Amazon package on the way, but hey, it is what it is. It's not for me, it's for our household. So that's where I'm putting that. But back to that, back to Amazon package and back to me feeling like I have to defend Amazon coming to our house. You know, one of my goals for myself moving forward is to be smarter with money. One of the hardest pills I had to swallow later in my late 20s was the realization that I was not really financially literate in my early 20s. And when I first had access to credit cards and, you know, had the authority to take out my own student loans, you know, to be quite frank, I acted irresponsibly. And part of it is just not knowing any better, like not knowing that these things that I want right now don't matter. I don't even remember what I wanted, why I took out this X amount of dollars or why I spent X amount of dollars on this credit card. The only thing I know now is that there's a balance and it needs to be paid off. And, you know, it being paid off is something that is held over my head with the 3-digit score. And that 3-digit score determines whether or not I am seen as worthy of owning a home or getting a new car or, you know, doing, you know, whatever else I want to do at a lower rate, at a rate that's affordable for my family and I. So that is my biggest, probably my biggest regret right now, is just not being smart with money. And I can't really say it's my fault, even though it is. Like, I understand, like, at that time, it was just immaturity and ignorance. And that's a horrible combination for anybody. And, you know, my parents did the best they possibly could. I have great parents, and they really provided so much for me. And even today, like, I'm 30, but if I call my parents, I know they will have my back and they always have my best interest in heart. So I can't really blame them either. It's just something that I don't think people in our communities really focus on, because we have so many other things to focus on. Like, we want to focus on getting out of high school without getting pregnant. We want to focus on getting education. We want to focus on, you know, having a job to provide for our families and not being a statistic. Like, even those safe middle class families, even those middle class families that are not in the quote unquote hood or whatever, you know, we still have that hanging over our heads, wanting to do better and be an example and be a role model for, you know, everybody who looks like us. And that's a heavy crown to carry. But, you know, hopefully I've been carrying mine in a way that inspires others or motivates others. But I can't act like it's been, you know, a cakewalk. I can't act like it's easy. I can't act like there weren't mistakes or weren't flaws in my path, because there certainly are still. But that is my goal. That financial peace, that financial security. And, you know, I've recently gotten back into podcasts. Like, once I stopped recording my own episodes, I really stopped listening. But I'm not sure what it was. I think it was a Sin in 10 episode. So I teach social studies, and from time to time, if we have time, I play CNN 10, which is a 10-minute segment that CNN has created to really give you a glimpse of current events around the world. And one of the episodes talked about how podcasts are on the rise. And so after seeing the episode with my students, you know, I go back into the podcast realm. And the first podcast that I listened to was Therapy for Black Girls, I believe is what it's called. And from that podcast, I got a recommendation to go to another podcast, which is Journey to Launch. And I listened to her podcast, or a few episodes of her podcast. But one of the biggest and most valuable gems that I got from that is the reminder to set aside money for retirement. When I was teaching closer to home, I did have an IRA and I did contribute to it. But when I moved to Cobb County, the company that I invested with, they did not work with Cobb County. So I just kind of, you know, left it there. But hearing that in the podcast and hearing about how her and her husband really work strategically to invest so that they could retire early, I started thinking to myself, like, you know, what are you doing? What, you work a job that provides you with a lot of benefits, and I make a nice sum of money. And, you know, I don't want to feel like I feel now in my 60s and 70s thinking, like, what was I doing as a 30-year-old? Like, where was my money going? So I'm looking now into the different accounts that I can invest in, and I'm going to start investing more money in those accounts to really build a security net for myself and my family when I get to a certain age. I think that's important. So if you have not, if you're not doing those things, then I suggest you look into it. I'm not by no means an expert. I haven't saved X amount of, you know, exorbitant amount of money to make people say, wow, but I am really going to start. And I think that's key, because the best thing about that is through my district, through my employer, I can have it taken out automatically, and I won't see the money coming out. So I don't have to go in there and manually take out money and put it into another account, because if I had to do it, then it probably wouldn't last long. But if I don't see it, if I don't see that transaction, if I don't have to press that button, then I can maintain that. So that is what I am excited about, actually. That is something that I feel like now I have goals that I can, like, little goals. Like, that's the first goal, and that's an easy one. Like, all I have to do is go in there and put how much, what percent, or what amount I want to take out, and, you know, it's done until I say stop, which hopefully I won't feel the need to say stop, but that part is done. Now, the other part, which requires a bit more work for me, is just my personal money management, my ability to say no to things that I want, and my determination to see past where I am. It's hard to see where I can be if I feel like I'm drowning where I am. It's hard to see the land when your face is below the water and the only thing you have is your hand reaching through, you know, the top of the water. But I can save myself, because all I have to do is stand up. All I have to do is really just stand up and, like, hey, let me walk out of this. It might take a bit more effort. You know how it is when you walk in the water, in the sand, you got to push a little more. Like, that's where I am. I'm not, like, on the Titanic, and, you know, but it can get there. So that's where I don't want to be. Another goal that I have for 2020 is my connectedness to myself. I realized that I have been so connected to other people and other things that I kind of lost myself. It's so, I don't want to say weird, but I think it's the first time where I really listened to that voice that people talk about. Like, something told me to. So something told me to deactivate my social media accounts, and I did. I almost waited to do it on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day and save it and do it like a New Year's resolution. But, you know, the initial thought in my mind came back and said, no, do it now. So I did that. And I did that maybe a few days or at most a week before the new year came in, and it's been fine. I haven't gone through those social media withdrawals. The only time where I kind of feel like, you know, I could be missing out on something is like, is there a new meme out? Like, is there something funny? Like, I had one of my favorite, and it's so shady, but one of my favorite accounts to follow on social media, it's a Shade Room, because they give me all the juicy details on celebrity news and gossip and other things that go on around the world. And the comment section is always lit. So it's like, I just feel like I miss out on some of those things from time to time. And I was joking with my sister that I actually went to the website. You know how when you go to Shade Room on Instagram and you click and you start to read whatever they have, and then they say read more at blah blah.com, and I'm like, nah, we good. I'm just gonna read these comments. But now, since I'm not on Instagram, I go to the website. Like, I've been to the website probably about 3 to 4 times. And I think the peak of me visiting the website was during the Surviving R. Kelly thing. And, you know, just wanted to see what was going on. And then I heard they had a fight. And I didn't hear about it until later. So I had to go on there and just listen to the videos. And I was a bit behind. But, you know, that was the biggest part. That was the most I felt out of the loop. I did inform my mom and my sister that, hey, I'm not on social media anymore. So if anything, you know, happened, let me know. So sometimes I get like an update or a screenshot, but I'm good though. Like, and I think the real reason behind it is I wasn't contributing to those accounts. Like, the type of person I am, I want my presence on social media to be inspiring to other people. And I wasn't doing anything inspiring, in my opinion. I wasn't doing anything that would motivate others to be better. I wasn't, you know, being a shining light or example. And I know that's probably an unrealistic expectation to have for yourself all the time, but it turned into me just being a consumer of those things and being a consumer of not just those positive things, but also negative things and things that make me think that maybe I'm not doing enough or not, you know, being enough. And I guess it got kind of overwhelming, because when that voice told me to deactivate, I had no resistance outside of me wanting to say, hey, let me save this for a resolution. But then that immediately vanished and I did it, and I'm okay with it. And, you know, one thing I realized about certain people, when they get off social media, they start to bash it and say, well, this is so negative and this is that, and, you know, this. And I'm not doing that, because I do think there are advantages to being on social media, especially if you are a rising entrepreneur, or if you want to get a word out, or if you just want to stay connected to family and friends, you know. So I see myself going back at some point, but not now. I really feel like I want to find other areas of interest. I want to be a more productive member of my community, and like, I want to go out and do certain things and meet other people. And I think when I start to do that and I start to have something to contribute and I start to have something to balance, like, I have to have something on the other side of that scale in order to balance it. So when I get to that point, I do see myself coming back. So, you know, that's that. But I'm taking my time on it. I am... just kind of enjoying this. I feel like I'm free, you know, like, and it's crazy because I've lost my phone in 2020, probably more times than I did in 2019, maybe even 2018, because I'm not as connected to it anymore outside of a few games, you know, that I play. Because going through that social media withdrawal where you got to have your phone in your hand, you got to do something, you feel the urge to go and see and consume, and now I'm swiping through my apps and I don't see it. So let me find a game. Let me find another app that can possibly fill this void. But one app that I really like, I downloaded it before, but it just kind of fell on the back burner. It's called Day One, which is a journal. And you can add pictures and videos, and you can add some other things too, I think, if you pay. But I just had the free edition. So I have that. And when I feel the need to, you know, make a note about something or post something that I think is insightful or important or something that I may want to look back on in the future, then I just add it to that account. So I've taken a few pictures of myself and, you know, my family, and I put those there and, you know, said a few words. Even when I'm perturbed, even when I'm, you know, just a little ticked off or emotional, I can go on there and just put a status on there. And I don't even have to worry about anybody taking it the wrong way. Like, that's the best part. it's just for me. So, you know, if you feel that type of being overwhelmed when you go on there, if you just feel like, man, it's too much, then just take a break. I've taken breaks before. I've said I'm not going to do it anymore and I'll be back on the next month. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But I'm good. Hey guys, I'm sorry. I had to clear my throat. I had a cough and I felt so unprofessional. But the other part about it, which is probably bad too, I don't feel like many people are going to listen to this particular episode since I'm not promoting it on social media. So I'm not going to re-record because I did, in my opinion, drop some good gems in there in that other segment. So yeah, I'm going to keep going with the episode now. The last thing I wanted to talk about was my growth mindset and wanting to develop myself more. So, you know, I've talked about the financial part, which is a big part because my family is growing and we want to, not saying that I'm pregnant because I'm not, but my family is growing and kind of growing out of our space and we want to eventually get to a place that is more permanent for us, being more connected with myself versus social media. Another area of concern for me and a target for me is to, you know, get my body back in shape, health-wise, focus on health and wellness. And lastly is the growth mindset of just being more cultured. Like, you know, if I'm on a budget, it's going to be hard for me to go and visit other areas of the world at this point, but I can maybe take some micro trips, and I also can read more. I want to be a reader so bad. Like, I want to be that woman that can give you a book suggestion. I want to be that woman who's well-versed on the classics for the culture. You know, I want to be that woman that, you know, has a nice book collection. I'm actually adding to my collection, but I got to read the books, though. Like, I've bought a few books in 2019 that received some good reviews. And I read through probably a little bit over halfway and I just kind of stopped. But this new book that I'm reading now is called The Awakened Woman, and it's really good because it speaks to where I am in my life right now, and I need that. Like, it's like, if what I'm saying is resonating with your spirit, like throughout this episode, like if the finance part, if the health and wellness part, if the being more connected part, if you're really trying to find your purpose in life, if you want to help others, whatever the case may be, like if all those things are of importance to you and you want to maximize, enhance those areas, then that book will be an amazing addition to your collection, or it can be the start of your collection. So I'm definitely going to finish that book, and I hope to find more books that resonate with my spirit in that way. So yeah, I'm busy not doing too much but improving myself, and that's good. That's a good thing. I'm starting to really feel more like a woman. Like, you know, you get to this stage where you grow past being a girl and you say you've grown, but like when you start to get to the stage of really being a woman, like handling yourself and making mature decisions and controlling your emotions and being responsible for other people, and you know, the list probably goes on. But when you can really say that you are doing those things and maintaining your own life. I feel like that is where womanhood is. Not saying that if you like, you know, if you like 21 that you're not a woman, I'm not saying that, but I really feel like I am starting to embody more parts of that, you know, like when Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan say I'm every woman, like I'm really feeling like that right now. So that's good. That's growth. And that's all I can, you know, ask for. That's all I can want. That's all I can be. That's all I can do. And hopefully, you know, you find, you get to that point where you really feeling yourself that way too. Going back to, you know, the purpose of this podcast, going back to the inspiration behind this podcast and that life in excellent order mindset idea, you know, everything happens for a reason. Every stepping stone or obstacle, or if a stepping stone turns into an obstacle, everything happens for a reason. And you have to be able to look at where you are and recognize how you've grown and take those missteps with you and learn from them and, you know, look at them like the things that they are. And those things are to help you build your qualities and your skills in life. So think about where you are in your life. Think about where you want to be. And for me, one thing that I'm learning about myself is I'm not a long-term. I can't do long-term. And I don't want that to be taken the wrong way because I'm married. And I don't want my husband to hear this and be like, what? But I can't say like my New Year's resolution for 2020. I can't say like my 5 to 10 year plan. I can't say those things. I can imagine where I want to be in the future. And I do that very often, but I can't put so much of my plan in a long-term suitcase. What I can do and what works best for me is to take things day by day. So what I suggest you do, and one of the things that I want you to ask yourself is, what can I do today that can propel me further into the path that I want to take? Like, even if you're unsure what you want to do in your life, even if you're unsure of your purpose, there's something in your life that you want to change. And that change may require something big, but in that grand scheme of the change, there can be something small that you can do. So, for example, you know, back to the health and wellness part that I want to, you know, to get together, because right now I'm just, and to be honest, I'm losing weight, but I'm just not feeling like the beast that I was feeling like in 2015, 2016. I want to get back to that. But instead of making that long-term goal with, hey, I want to lose X amount of pounds this year, I can say, well, I'm going to go work out today, or I'm going to work out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I can, you know, set that schedule for myself, and I can accomplish that. Like, if I wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to work out today, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do that. But if I wake up in the morning and say, man, I want to lose 50 pounds this year, it's not the same. So, you know, me going to work out this day and then feeling good about that and saying, okay, I'm going to work out this next day, that gets me closer to that 50-pound deficit that I want to see at the end of the year. But me saying I want to lose 50 pounds without really a plan for the day-to-day, then I'm just really preparing myself to fail. So I want you to think about those things and see how you can plan properly for yourself so that your life can be in excellent order. And yeah, that's my message for today. So please, if you're listening out there, please share, because I'm not going to be able to share. I'm not on social media. But please share and even leave me a rating on whatever platform you're listening to. And if I resonated with your spirit, please If you're listening on Anchor, you can leave me a message. I'm not sure about the other platforms. I guess I need to do some research on that. But please let me know what you're thinking about the podcast episodes. And I hope that you hear my voice again very soon. Have a good one, y'all.